in the year that we are in. When we go for Hajj, the government there groups us up that if you South African, Australian, you grouped up in your country, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be grouped up by our amal. Namazi will be grouped with Namazi. Rozadar, those that fast a lot, they will be grouped up with those who fast. Those who give sadaqah, charity, lillah, they will be grouped up with those that have been doing the same. Quran ki tilawat karne wale, those that have the love for the Quran, they will be grouped up with others that have love for Quran. And like that, people will be grouped up in different groups. And similarly, Allah forbid, if we have bad habits, gunas, then those who commit the same gunas will also be grouped up. Liyura a'malakum. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them their amal. My respected brothers, we perform salah. Now where is the salah? If somebody tells us to prove you read your salah, can we bring the salah back to show that we proved it? We can't. But by Allah, Ajeeb Qadar Allah makes of our a'mal. Yawma Musayyirul Jibal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when the zalzala takes place, the mountains will shake and the mountains will crumble. The earth will all crumble. But Allah says, wal baqiyat as-salihah. That subhanallah, that alhamdulillah, that dhikr that we made, that dua we cried to Allah, Allah, Allah. Here we cannot see it. There by Allah, it will be there. Very quickly, one hadith in Mishkat Sharif. One sahabi came to perform salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in front. And this person comes breathing heavily, and as he breathes heavily, he says, Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. The salat comes to an end. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is that person that said these words? So ghabratan wa khamush raha. He thought maybe I said something wrong, so he remained silent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked again. Again he remained silent. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam third time asked, and then he said that the person hasn't said anything wrong. But when he said these words, Allah made so much of qadr of these words that 12 malaika came down. And these malaika took these words by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in salat also, each love, each word, Allah is qadardan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. Or where we will see it? On the day of the day. So, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whatever one dharra, whatever we do, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever ibadat we do, we will see it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one kitab, Madhair al-Haq, the author quotes one incident of one person. He passed away, and after he passed away, some family member sees him in his dream. And the family member asked him, how did Allah deal with you? So he replied and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned me about everything. ہر بڑی ہر چھوٹی بات. When eventually I thought that now there is no chance of najat, it absolutely now it is failure and doom. That is why I learned the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisabain yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisabain yasira. What is hisabain yasira? Easy hisab. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's riwayat that Allah will make it so easy, Allah don't open the book. Bighayri hisab, without any hisab, Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaws, inshaAllah. So the person said then, when I saw that now there is no chance in akhirat, immediately Allah brought one tiny, one small packet. It's my mintiti, sand. And in that packet, that sand, and Allah put it onto the scale. On the one side, all my kharabi, all my guna, were full and heavy, and the small piece of packet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put up, the packet was heavier than the other side, so that went down and became heavy. Then Barat Allah said to me, you remember one day kisi ka janaza tha, dafan ke waqt you took one mush of sand and you put it into the coffin. Yeh wohi mitti hai. So in this janaza, salatul janaza, the du'as we learn, isme bahut bada sawab hai Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke ya ajr ki ziyada hai. So we do that one little bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Lekin ikhlas ke saath, good sincerity, Allah ki muhabbat ke saath, aur with this understanding that this we dream for Allah's sake and tomorrow Allah will give it to us. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. If little bit, zara barabar, ill evil we do, uska bhi hisab aur kitab ho gaya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke liye. So that is why kasrat se istighfar karna, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, seek and ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to forgive our sins. Bar bar, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to say 70 times, 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should make istighfar and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that seek forgiveness for you also and seek forgiveness for the whole ummah also. So friends, with this few, I have read this ayat and the Mawlana also told me about your du'as of janaza. So you see munasabat there. The surah shows us the picture of the whole of Qiyamah from the time the earth comes to an end till the time we see our amal. So it is very, very important for us. In this dunya maybe we realize and we understand that tomorrow we will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our maqsad of coming here is, most of you may have heard that the Alimdad Foundation from South Africa has been registered here in the UK. Alhamdulillah, Allah's Qadr. And Alhamdulillah, this effort that they make, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah reminds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua of istighfar for the whole of the ummah. That's why something on riwayat also, one narration, that when we make dua, Allah forgive the whole ummah. Allah rewards us the number of people in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many billion there are, I also don't know. So many billion rewards we make to Allah, forgive the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, what if Qadam Aage, that the Ummah today is suffering. In Africa, and in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and all the different places, that the Ummah is going through difficulties. This Idara, the foundation, Alhamdulillah, when the tsunami took place in Indonesia, Alhamdulillah, the brothers of the foundation had responded. They had been there. They had made effort, built homes for the people, given them food, shelter, blankets, Alhamdulillah. And like that, Pakistan, when the earthquake took place in Mukhtasar, when the earthquake took place in Kashmir, then Alhamdulillah, brothers from the foundation had gone there and they made effort. And again, they put up tents, homes, medical supplies, blankets. What is it that he said? Now when the flood, the Selab of Pakistan took place last year also, the brothers were there. And they made this ajeeb khidmat of the people in these flood areas by giving them shelter, homes, and Alhamdulillah. Like that, in different places of the world right now, you may have heard that 10 million people are suffering in Africa. They need of food, and the drought that is taking place in Africa, and most of them are based on Muslims. So we came here for your du'as also, that you make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to serve the ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength of thinking of our brothers and sisters throughout the world. And again, I make shukriya to Hazrat Maulana for giving us this opportunity to be here with you today. This mulaqat is in the nisbat of the Deen of Allah, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your people's effort, the dust that you have of Deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it inshallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a zariya of hidayat for all of us. Allah make it a means of hidayat for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is little effort that's taking place. Where is the star? Wo sitara ka hai, aur kaha tak chamchamakta hai. Where is the moon? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ajeeb kudrat, the moon is so far, but it shines over the whole world. The sun is so far, it shines over the whole world. So this little halqa that takes place here, this dars that takes place, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that it shines throughout the whole world. And Allah make it a means of hidayah. And more than that, it shines towards the sky. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, inshallah. And subsequently, Allah make it a means of our najat in the akhirah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات يوم يقوم الحساب. يا الله بے شک ہم گنہگار ہیں, خطاوار ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں. یا اللہ تو ہماری مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ تو مغفرت کو چاہتا ہے. یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمارا تمام سیئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما کر. یا اللہ تیری اطاعت اور یا اللہ تیری محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی پکی محبت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ دین کی سچی پکی محبت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ مسجد کے ساتھ یا اللہ سچی پکی محبت پیدا فرما کر. یا اللہ نماز کی عظمت اور نماز کی محبت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے والدین کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بھائی بہن کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ازواج اور یا اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں سے اور یا اللہ جو یا اللہ
ہم سب اے اللہ تیرے تیرے رحمت کی امیدوار ہے اے اللہ. اے اللہ ہم پر تیرے رحمت نازل فرما. اے اللہ جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان حال ہے اے اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. اے اللہ ہم میں سے اے اللہ یہ امت میں سے اے اللہ جو بھی بیمار ہے اللہ ان کو شفا کامل عاجلہ مستمرہ فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے مجلس کو قبول فرما کر اے اللہ اس کو ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا کر اے اللہ ہمارے لیے نجات کا ایک ذریعہ بنا دے. اے اللہ موت کے وقت اے اللہ یا موت سے پہلے تو بدر نصوحا کی توفیق عطا فرما کر. اے اللہ کلمہ شہادہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم و ہمارے خاتمہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ قیامت کے دن اے اللہ ہماری ہم کو کبھی رسوا نہ کرنا. اے اللہ ہمیں محض تیرے فضل و کرم سے بغیر استحقاق سے اے اللہ ہمیں جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم هذا الدعاء اليك الاجابه وهذا الجود عليك الذلام ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده.